is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Weikert Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. Now here is your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, on location at Catch 228 in St. Simon's for our final edition of the 2016 football season. And this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Parker's, Wickets Realty, Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. And now, join me again in welcoming the head coach of Frederica Academy, the Knights. Here is Brandon Ayer.
Glad to see everybody up.
You got a new fan, man. Or I got a new fan.
You got a new fan. He
lives with me. Well, coach, this last week, round two of the playoffs, Frederica and Deerfield at home. And 28-14 was the final score for the wrap-up of your season. In a nutshell, the final takeaway I got from the game was kind of after the initial first 14 points that they scored, this settled into be a real dogfight of the trenches like we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I think, they got a couple big plays. We lined up wrong a couple times, and they big played us on a few things, We missed a couple plays here and there, and they executed really well. This is their 10th consecutive year being in the Final Four, so they know how to do that, and they know how to get to this point, and they're a very good football program.
When they came out, when they took the warm-ups, they were the loudest warm-up squad I've heard this year, and they came out very professional, very strong, and I'm sure that's an intimidation tool they probably used. How did you guys see it? How did you guys see that when they came out? They were a big squad roster-wise and size-wise.
We knew they was going to have more than us. I don't think that you play the mind game, but at the same time, I think our kids, go about their business, and they're going to go in there and play and give 100% and gave great effort. And, I think that their depth played a big dividend for them. When you got almost 50 kids on the roster and we got 30, it can wear on you some. And what it does is it helps pay off a lot in practice, when you prepare for that, the look and the scout team. Not so much that Friday night with depth-wise, but being able to get a great look and you're trying to preserve kids and keep their legs and things like that. So that was probably the biggest difference for them is they've got a number of kids that they can roll in. As we call it, it's bodies. It's what it really boils down to is having bodies to work against and bodies that are quality. And we're rolling guys in and out at practice all the time, trying to keep them healthy, but also give each other a good look. So it's a different dynamic.
Talk about your preparation coming in. That was round two. You knew they were going to be a powerhouse school. What was your preparation to prepare your smaller squad, numbers-wise, physical-wise, smaller, but you had the speed going in? What was your overall preparation plan?
Well, our goal was try to beat them at the edge, and try to use our speed to our advantage, and they were very well coached, good group. They knew that they were coming in there to take the speed away, and we knew that we were going to have to be physical in the interior, and I think we were a little outmanned at times on the interior and offensive and defensive lines and size wise, and it showed. They had four or five guys that rolled in on offensive and defensive lines, and their linebackers were very solid on defense, and we missed a couple plays here and there, a couple blocks, kind of opened the floodgates at times. And they got ahead, so we were playing from behind. And, a lot of different dynamics that go into it. But it's, again, we're a very young team. I've said that over and over again. And they're running 10, 8 or 9 seniors and juniors out there, and we're running 8 or 9 sophomores out there. So it's one of those things physically, as a teenager, we're going to see our kids be physically intimidating in the next year or two, whereas that's kind of what they were at. They were a little bit physically intimidating because of their sheer number and the size of the kids.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, let's talk a little bit about the game. There was a turnover, and then the score. But there were those first big turnovers. It was like bang, bang, momentum swing back and forth. How did you feel that you guys handled that momentum swing and jumping back and forth from those turnovers back to back?
Well, I thought the turnover we got was big for us. We had the midfield. We took a shot, and then we did. We went up top. We were going to take a shot. They picked it off, and then we lined up wrong on defense, and that's when they broke the big play. You know, we got to keep them back there, and we got lined up wrong, and they busted one on us. And it was one of those things, you know, that's what you do in the game. You're going to take chances and roll the dice, and we do that all the time, and that's the way it is. And I just felt like man for man at times, you know, our matchups weren't as good as sometimes as we thought they were going to be. And I'll be honest, I thought Deerfield probably played the best I've seen them play in a while. Watching them on film, they didn't look as physical and as fast on film as they did in the game. And part of that is I think they had some guys that were injured and everybody kind of got healthy right going into the playoffs. And that kind of helped them. You know, they got everybody back and they got depth. And, you know, you can't have a bad night in the playoffs. And I've said that over and over again. I thought we didn't play as well as we have played all year. And I thought they played probably the best game they played all year.
Talk a little bit about that speed adjustment, because last week we talked about the size, but they were a faster squad than even what I expected from what you were telling me. They were very quick on their feet.
Yeah, they were very fast, and you know, for us, I think we may have played just a little bit timid at times. I'm not sure. Our youth, you know, not being there, the uncertainty of it, and the game, and I think sometimes we try not to make mistakes, and when you do that, you play a little hesitant at times when you're trying not to make mistakes. And so we felt like every play was going to define us in that game, and I think our kids kind of felt that way, that every single play, well, you just got to play, you know, and let the chips fall. And I think we played a little hesitant at times, mainly because we weren't wanting to make mistakes. So we didn't play as fast as I wanted us to, and I thought they played extremely fast, faster than what we had seen them play pretty much in film. You know, I think maybe they got their legs back under them, and they played really well. And again, I didn't think that we played our best game.
When they got up 14-0, it only took them 8 plays. They had a balanced attack. They had guys coming in and out, trading out their backfield. You had a tough time. Your game plan was to get to the backfield, mix things up. You guys had a really tough time even getting past that front line.
They did a good job up front offensively. They did a really good job. I felt like we struggled containing it at times and filling the gaps. We missed some tackles. You go back and watch the game film. We had guys there to make plays. We missed some tackles. We didn't contain it quite the way we wanted to, the way we had it drawn up. And, you know, so, and then, of course, we lined up a couple times wrong to it. So if you line up, you've got too many guys on one side and they got you outnumbered to the other side, bad things happen.
Well, there were some bright spots. We'll talk about those, but right now, more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But first, a couple words from our sponsors.
Catch 228 in Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island is your home for the best seafood around. Oysters, shrimp, fish, you name it. Not to mention your island home for NFL Sunday Ticket, Major League Baseball Extra Innings, College Game Day, and so much more. Catch 228 is also your home for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick and a proud Frederica Academy supporter. So stop on in any night of the week for the best time on St. Simon's and find us on Facebook. Go Knights!
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager at Catch 228 right here on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Catch 228, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. Continuing on, looking back at last weekend's game, and we did have some offense kicking in. It took a little while for the engine to get started again, but then you had Sheffield breaking it 85 yards, the biggest run of the season by anyone on the Knights, I believe, right?
I think so. We hit it up inside, and Isaiah made a great block on the linebacker. We got good job turning the guys out. It's what we call a bob play. It's really a back-on-backer. It's an ISO play, and Jayshon hit the crease, and we talked about it all week. If you hit the crease, just keep sprinting right down the middle because of too high safety. We'll split the safeties and go score, and he did. And, you know, it got us back 14-7, and I thought we were going to get right back in the thick of it, and I thought the momentum was going to change a little bit. But they did a good job. They answered with another drive, and we slipped on a play, and they executed really well and made a play, and we went in at halftime down 21-7.
Then they come back out 28-7 by the final score, 28-14. Gavin Williams, 6 of 8, plus a little touchdown run as well. That was in the fourth quarter for the final score of the game. But we've seen that throughout the year. Very consistent play from Gavin, capping off on that little run on in, just taking away.
Now, there were a couple times I thought he could run on a couple plays, and then on the last one there, he tucked it and got up in there. But that last drive, that two-minute drive, you know, I thought we did a good job of moving the ball and trying to save as much time as we could and get down there. And then we went for the onside kick, and we were unsuccessful. But overall, you know, there was no give up, and then we had a great effort. Kids battled the entire game. And, you know, I think it's something to build off of for us. We've taken another step. We've taken multiple steps this year, and I write a little season wrap up, and I talked about it. You know, the things that go on in a football season, you know, is pretty tough. You sit there and you watch the last 30 seconds of that clock go down, and you think of all the hundreds of hours that you've spent with these guys, and all the time that you spend with them, and getting to know them, and the things that you see in the locker room, and the things they do, and the trips we've been on. You know, we've been to Tallahassee, we've been to Atlanta, we went all over the place. We play anybody, and we don't care who we play, and the kids go out there and battle, and so as that clock ran down, you know, it's you start thinking of all that time, you know, and you know, you get a little chance to reflect. I sat around all weekend, thought about it. You know, we went up to Mercer and watched the game, and I was with my wife and daughters, and you know, but you still think about it, and you know, you come back, and your instincts is go ahead and start watching game film. So of course, I watched game film, but turned it off after one watch, and then you know, but the thing you're gonna miss the most with these guys was the lively banter in the locker room, the messing with each other, giving each other a hard time, you know. And I can remember when we were at Tallahassee, one of the coaches over there said, "How in the world are you all beating everybody? That y'all don't do nothing but fuss with each other." And I said, "That's just where kids communicate. All they do, they just yell at each other, and it gets them going." And but as the season went along, I saw these guys grow and mature and do a lot of things really well, you know. And so it can't all be summed up in one night that you lose a game. Doesn't dictate who you are and what you do. And in our society, I feel like as a football coach, football teaches life lessons. You know, not every day is going to be a bright and shiny day, and so you're going to have to get up and go battle through it. And, you know, I hope that the lessons that these guys have learned and taken from us and that the ones that are coming back understand where we're going, what our goals are, and what our direction is. And we're going to miss our seniors, and they were an outstanding group of kids that did a remarkable job, you know. And I put that in my email. We started this thing 4 years ago, and my second year there, we got put in AAA Geese, and we went 3-7. And then last year we were 7-4, and we were second in the region. And this year we're 9-2, and we're the region champs. So we understand what we're doing and the process, and the kids have done a great job of being part of that process and doing everything that's been asked of them. You know, it takes a special individual to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning in the summer. It really does. That's why when you look at our school and you look at our kids, it's different. It ain't one of them you can show up and do what you want to type things. It's one of them you're going to show up and probably somebody's going to be yelling at you. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach Derek, Coach Gannon, Coach Burkett, Coach Mathis, somebody's yelling at you. The music's going to be blaring. We're going to be yelling at you about running and conditioning. And so it takes a special kid to do what they do. And, you know, that's why there's only 30 of them, 30, 31 of them. And, you know, if everybody could do it, you know, football would have a lot more participation. But, you know, what separates them is the way they go about it and the work ethic. And so they've learned a ton, and I've enjoyed it. And it's been an outstanding season for us. But at the same time, you go back and I evaluate everything that we've done, you know, and I start making my list. What were our strengths? What were our weaknesses? Where we have to get better at? And these are all the things that, as coaches, we do. And we started on Monday. And it wasn't a call of faculty meeting. It was, or a staff meeting. It was just one of them. We all migrated into Coach Gannon's room and started writing stuff on the board. But that's one of those things that I've been chasing it for 19 years, trying to get that ring and get that championship. And I'm going to continue to chase it. But we're going to teach these guys there's more to it than chasing a ring. There's about the life lessons that we're trying to teach them as we go.
And you talk about the fun, the locker room, you talk about the personality of the team. One of the things I heard this year is that Gavin Williams, besides being a strong quarterback, is probably the wild card of the team. He's the cut-up?
You think?
You got any great Gavin stories that you can share from him?
Yeah, he needs to clean out his locker every day. He's got a mess over there, and he's always messing with somebody or someone. One of these days, it's going to lead him getting punched in the nose is what's going to happen. But, you know, he's kind of the cut-up. But we have a ton of them, you know, that mess with each other, and they're in there singing and they're dancing, and they've got some code word when the coaches are coming in, when they got the music on. Spoon, there you go. Spoon! So when we come walking in, they're cutting the music off, and we're like, Spoon, what the world, what are you talking about? And finally, I figured it out after about the second or third game that the spoon or the code word was, hey, we're walking into the room. So, you know, you get those guys, and they get in there, and they have a good time, and, we, you know, it's a different environment, and they've done an outstanding job this year. You know, I just have to praise the seniors for their leadership, not only on the field. You know, it's a lot of those things out off the field that determine your success. And that's those things. We talk about leaders in our society today. And leadership qualities, to me, is not the guy that tells you what to do. It's the guy that shows you how to do it and does it with you while you're there and stands beside you and does it. Mm-hmm. And I think these guys did an outstanding job of that. You know, they weren't demanding people to go play their best. They were going to play their best, and they were going to show them what to do at the same time. And I thought those guys did an outstanding job of doing that week in and week out.
Well, we're going to come right back for more of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Back in just a moment.
Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon's Seafood, located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza next to Loco's, has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon's Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh, it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon's Seafood and check them out on Facebook. St. Simon's Seafood, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors? coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights!
Coastal Computer Consulting LLC is a Golden Isles premier IT service provider. Their team of friendly technicians provide expert service and support for businesses and residential clients. Windows or Mac, they've got your back. As a Microsoft Silver partner, you can be sure you're getting the highest level of service. 383 Sylvan Boulevard on St. Simon's behind Cafe Frederica. 912-634-1691 or connect online, coastalcpu.com, and check them out on social media.
Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, when you dream of buying or building the very best. Vaughn Realty Group prides itself on the highest level of real estate service with state-of-the-art technology, cutting-edge marketing, and a social media approach to stand out in the market. Call Julie Vaughn, 571-7451, located between Ember and Sweet Mamas in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center on St. Simons. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders. Your satisfaction is our success.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location, Catch 228 on St. Simons for our final installment of 2016. And this segment is brought to us by Wickets Realty, Vaughn Group, St. Simons Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Parker's. During that commercial break, we were talking about the humorous actions of the teams. It's not just limited to the team. We have a bingo card of the coach's favorite catchwords we now know about.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. We have some very unique fans that think up of a lot of things. They do an outstanding job to keep everybody involved.
That's fantastic. That is wonderful. And that keeps it light, fun, relaxed atmosphere for everybody because it is a long, long season. In fact, let's talk about that. Take us back and kind of do the flyover from 30,000 feet for the season. What was it like? Where you began and where you got to?
Well, it begins at the end of May. And people don't understand that. You know, you start at the end of May and you're with the kids 3 to 4 days a week in June every week, and then in July 4 days a week, and then near the end of July you're at camp. You know, we took our guys camp. We go and spend 3 nights with them in a gym. It's a blast. You know, cold showers, getting up at 7 in the morning, going on the field, and you know, it's those things that camaraderie that everybody begins to get. You start to understand people's strengths and their weaknesses. And we went all over the place with this bunch this year. We went to a bunch of 7-on-7 things, you know, and they've been all over the place. And so this summer, it's been very busy. We've been to different schools on recruiting visits. We've been to different places playing tournaments. And, you know, then we go to camp. And then the season starts very early for us, August the 12th. And so you're just like, man, I hope no one passes out. And hope we're in shape, you know, like we haven't ran enough. With our conditioning program, most of the time I'm like, we may lose one out here somewhere in the sand pit or something, face down. But there's a lot of time that you put in, and these guys, they're there all the time. And you know, you look up and you're counting. We take roll, we have a book, and there's so many days that they have to make in the summer, and we're always checking that book. And we text them if they're not there. We want to know what's up, if you're sick or whatnot. We're trying to keep tabs on them. And most of the time they're really good at letting us know if, when they're going on vacation. We've got it all built in to so many days they can miss and be there. And you know, the flyover at 30,000 feet, this shows you that the kids, they go out and they work, but there's so much more to it. There's a commitment. There's a heart and soul. There's a heartbeat that comes from that one group, you know. And the other thing that, you know, that really goes unnoticed is these guys are, they're always pulling for each other, you know. They are the true teammate, and they want each other to succeed so much. And the thing that's very funny is we laugh about it. They give each other such a hard time sometimes, but at the same time, if somebody else walked up to them and picked on them, they turn around and punch that person in the nose. Yeah. That ain't right. That's our guys. We can make fun of each other, but the other people can't. And so they're very protective of one another, and it's a very good group. They're very solid, and they work hard. I mean, we couldn't ask for much more out of them than what they give us. But 30,000 feet flyover doesn't do them any justice. You really got to get in there and get to know them.
Well, this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We talked a lot about the sophomores this year. We have an extremely amazing sophomore class. We talked a lot about the seniors and they've done the leadership on and off the field. Let's talk about the juniors because they will be your seniors next year. What, lean into that a little bit. What do you see coming out of that junior class and Nell's going to step up and fill that gap?
I think it's another outstanding group of guys that junior class is going to be. You know, Rhett Thompson, he's been pretty vocal all year for us, even as a junior. He's learning to lead by example, and he's done a great job with that. Tyler Pierce, you're not going to find a kid that's going to be in that locker room and standing on that football field any earlier than Tyler Pierce. You know, he's there front and center every day, and yes, sir, no, sir, and he's going to give you a great effort in practice and in the game.
He was our player of the game, by the way, this past week because of how we've seen him go so far, and his defense was outstanding this weekend.
Yeah, he, you know, he's going to be one of those guys that's first one there, and you know, and one night this week he was the last one to leave, or one night there in one of these weeks, he was the last one to leave. We couldn't find him, but at the same time, you know, we've got that junior class of kids that have been there and embodied it, and some of them, you know, have been there 4 years. This will be their fourth straight year of enduring what we put on them and the task that we put at hand. And They've got a pretty big burden to bear. They've got a group of guys that they've got. The senior has set the bar pretty high, you know, and so they're the next group to take over, and they've got to be those leaders, and they got to go out there and do a really good job of getting everybody prepared going into this season. And they've got to be that vocal leadership. They've got to be those guys that's going to pull kids through and make them do things, because, you know, as coaches, we only have two sets of eyes, but don't skip a rep, and don't skip out on something in the weight room. And so that group's got to be those that watch them and hold people accountable.
This year we've seen a sophomore class that really raised up to the challenge. Your freshmen, they're going to jump up into that. They've seen sophomores do a great job. Are they ready to step into that and own that next year and say, you know, we've seen something in our sophomore class, let's go do the same thing, guys?
They don't have much of a choice. They're gonna have to. They gotta step up and play with our numbers. They gotta get ready to go, and you know it's gonna take some of them another year maybe to get ready. And some of them are gonna be counted on right off the bat. And you know, we're gonna sit down as with coaches and players. We'll probably have our one-on-one meetings and tell them what we expect. That's why we've already been weighing them and checking their height and doing the box jumps, the bench press. We're doing all the maxes, doing the 40 times, 100 times already this week. So there's going to be some goals and expectations set for height and weight. I know the height thing, that's just one of those things that God's got to intervene in. But the weight, we're going to pack it on them, and we're going to see if we can get, you know, 10 to 15 pounds on each kid and continue to be as fast as we are and get prepared.
Who's outside of those classes that are going to be coming in this year from the outside that you've already kind of seen and saying they're going to be the freshmen, they're going to be the new face, can't wait to get them into the team?
Well, we have 11 rising 8th graders that will be freshmen, so we have a slew of those guys that's got to come in, and we've already started weighing them and checking their height and doing all that stuff too. And so, you know, with those guys, it's going to be really who is physically matured a little bit faster than the other ones that's going to be able to step in and help us in certain roles. And we're going to have to plug people in, you know, with our juniors and with our going to be seniors and juniors. Those guys are going to dominate a lot of our playing time with that crew because they're a very solid group. And then everybody else kind of going to get plugged in spots, and we're hoping to create some depth as we go. So, you know, we lose 6 seniors, but we gain 11 freshmen, so we're going to go from 31 to hopefully 36, if my math's correct. I'm not sure, but I hope we go up about 36, and maybe we'll get lucky, and you know, as people hate to say it, we'll do a good job in the recruiting season, and we'll get a couple kids in, and you know, we'll hit the recruiting trail here probably tonight. I don't know, it may already started. I'm not in charge of that department. I just go make sure I have to show up to events and do that and shake hands. But if we get some kids in, maybe we can get our roster to about 40 or so.
Well, this is going to wind us down for 2016, Coach. It's been a privilege and an honor to hang out with you and get to know you this year coming in as a new guy. It's been great to see how this squad really went on a great run this year. What's your final thoughts, takeaway for 2016 regional champs? Amazing run, first round winning the playoffs. What's your takeaways?
Oh, we've come a long way. But it goes back to the kids, what they've invested. I've always told them, what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And every year, we're going to expect you to put a little more in. So when it's time to cash out, you're going to cash out a little bit more. And so we're going to push a little harder. But I tell you what, it's been an outstanding season. We've had a great time. I thank the coaching staff for all their hard work. These guys are up here putting in hundreds of hours along with me, and they've done an outstanding job. Coach Gannon, Coach Burkett, Coach Mathis, and all the other guys that have contributed to what we do. And there's times on Friday night that I'm not the nicest guy, and there's times that we cut up and carry on. But at the end of the day, they do everything with the great respect and integrity of the game, and we respect the game. And the kids have just followed suit, and they've done an awesome job. And I hate to lose this group of seniors, but you know, at the same time, I hope they've learned a lot of lessons from the sport. You know, we're here to develop men of character and develop leaders down the road. And I think we've got some guys that are going to do that in the future. And that's all I can ask for. You know, is you'll always be able to keep your memories of what you get, and you can always sit around and talk about it. And they may talk bad about me later on, or they may call me Brandon Derrick or whatever they want to do. But at the same time, it's you know, we have a bond, and they're always going to be family. It doesn't matter. You know, when we get on, when we get on that bus to go to Mercer to play for that state championship, they're going to be allowed to get on that bus and ride with us if I have to order two buses. But that's what it is. Once you've been in it, your family, and I hope that's what they remember, that there's going to be good times, there's going to be bad times, but stick with your family, and they'll get you through it.
Do we have a football banquet night, and if so, do we have a date yet to announce?
Hey, we're already all over it. We have a football banquet. It's already scheduled for December the 11th at 2 o'clock on a Sunday, and we're going to have it in the gym. It's going to be catered in and all this stuff, so it's already set up. I'm ordering plaques and all kinds of stuff already. So we're going to have it on December the 11th at 2 o'clock.
Well, once again, Coach, thank you very much. Congratulations on that fantastic season to you and your entire staff.
Well, thank you all.
Thanks again for joining us on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be back here next year to do it again. Join us at Catch 228 throughout the season next year. Until then, I'm Rich Bontrager saying so long, good night, and have a great offseason.